Phoenix Audio presents
The Gamble by Laverl Spencer. Agatha Downing looked out the window of her millinery shop and saw a life-size painting of a naked woman crossing the street. That man again. It wasn't enough that he'd set up business right next door selling spirits and encouraging men to squander their money at gambling. Now it was a picture of a naked woman. Aghast, she watched the band of ne'er-do-wells coming her way. They jostled their way toward the Gilded Cage saloon, bearing the Rubenesque nude on their shoulders. Agatha stationed herself on the steps before the saloon. "Mr. Gandy, I must protest." Le Master Scott Gandy lifted a hand to halt his followers. "Rein in there, boys." He lazily doffed his Stetson. "Mornin', Miss Downin," he drawled. "This is an outrage. You can't mean to place that," she pointed indignantly at the picture, "on the wall of your establishment."
"Once I get it inside, you won't have to see it again."
"Anyone can peek beneath those ridiculous doors any time."
"Shall I post a guard, Miss Downin?"
"You send that sinful painting back to where it came from."
He glanced over and appreciatively scanned the naked image. "She's here." He turned back to Agatha. "And she stays."
But you simply can't hang such a picture."
"Oh, but I can, and I will.
Now, if you'll excuse us, Miss Downin." "I'll do nothing of the sort."
Gandy leaned forward till his hat brim nearly touched her nose. "I wouldn't like to manhandle a woman in front of the townsfolk, ma'am, but if you don't step aside, you leave me no choice."
"Those who step aside to allow indecencies of this sort are as guilty as if they'd committed them themselves."
Their eyes clashed and held, his piercing black, hers defiant green.
"As you wish, ma'am," Gandy drawled.